Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. Today is Tuesday, December 6th, and I'm Mary Splon. During this Advent season, we are reading devotionals from our guide, Dwell, God with Us. We're also reading passages of Scripture which point us to God's presence in our lives. Today we'll be reading Psalm 27 in the New Living Translation. And then I'll follow that with reading a devotional entitled, Never Outstay Your Welcome. Psalm 27, a psalm of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I'm attacked, I will remain confident. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in His temple. For He will conceal me there when trouble comes. He will hide me in His sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Then I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me. At His sanctuary, I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music. Hear me as I pray, O Lord. Be merciful and answer me. My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me. And my heart responds, Lord, I am coming. Do not turn your back on me. Do not reject your servant in anger. You have always been my helper. Don't leave me now. Don't abandon me, O God of my salvation. Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close. Teach me how to live, O Lord. Lead me along the right path. For my enemies are waiting for me. Do not let me fall into their hands. For they accuse me of things I've never done. With every breath, they threaten me with violence. Yet I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I am here in the land of the living. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. Once, a divinity school professor of mine admitted that when he welcomed seminary students into his home, they had a habit of lingering until way past bedtime. One night, he decided to find a way to gracefully ask them to leave. He said to his wife, "Honey, let's go to bed and let these good people go home." The students were well-meaning, and they loved being with their teacher, but they had overstayed their welcome. As I think about the concept of being in God's house, it strikes me that we can never overstay our welcome in His presence. God welcomes us into communion with Him. He teaches us to seek Him daily and to delight ourselves in His Word. As we seek God's presence through prayer and worship, our perspective is reoriented around His. When we meditate on His beauty, we are reminded of the goodness and all-surpassing wonder of our Creator God. When we trust in His promises, we don't have to fear. This Advent season, my prayer for us is that we desire to be in the house of the Lord and to experience His presence with us. As we linger in God's holy presence, may our hearts be filled with love, joy, peace, and hope. Will you pray with me? Dear Father, would you bless us with an abundant time in your presence? Help us to be renewed and encouraged so that we might be conduits of your love and grace to others. Amen.